It's rare when we have the opportunity of recording winemakers from overseas, but in fall of this year, we were lucky enough to be visited by Marco Moroder of Moroder Family Wines in Italy. Since the 18th century, the Moroder family has owned and farmed their estate near the sea in the Ancona district of Italy. They're known for many fine Italian wines and are starting to become a strong presence in the USA. We welcome Marco to the booth and talked our way through the occasional language barrier. I'm very excited. We're here today with our very first Italian winemaker, Marco Moroder of Moroder Winery, and welcome to the USA.
Thank you.
So, Marco.
I'm excited more than you.
Well, for us, again, for Life Between the Vines, to have our very first Italian winemaker here in the studio, this is fantastic. So, how are you liking Milwaukee?
It's absolutely my first time here, but as I saw, I like very much. I mean,
have you been to the United States several times in the past at all?
About 8 times, yep. But every time in different states.
And those
never here.
Are they trips to promote the winery?
Always to promote the winery.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think of the market for wine here in the United States these days? Do you have a positive feeling about it?
I can say that for us, United States is our first market outside of Italy. And in general, for the Italian wines, is a very important market. Also, there is a lot of possibility to grow. And every time that I come, I find something new and new possibility for grow.
To grow the label grow. In this yeah. country? How much do you export to the United States?
The total production of the winery is 140,000 bottles per year, and about 20% of the production come here
so
in the United States.
That's a pretty good sized number then.
Yep.
Yeah. How long ago did you start exporting to the United States?
15 years ago, so quite long.
Your family has been making wine for a pretty good length of time.
The winery exists in this property of the family from the beginning of the 18th century, so 300 years ago. And in fact, there is the historic part of the winery scratching to the rock that is of that period,
really?
where we still finding our wine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's got to give you a sense of pride to know that you're carrying on this incredibly long tradition.
I'm proud.
Yeah?
Yes, I am.
That's great. So tell me about your family. Who's actively involved in the wine business today?
I have to say my father principally. My father was the one that take the winery to the level that he is now. At the beginning of the 80s, he decided to keep the street of the quality. And it became the first winery in our region, that is Marche, that make no outside of Italy. So it's thank you to him that I'm here now. And he's still the main column of the winery. But also, of course, I work there, and my brother starts to do the same.
So your brother?
My brother.
Yourself, your father,
my
anybody
father.
Else in the family involved in the winery?
Also my mother, but with a restaurant, because also we have a restaurant there.
And the restaurant's actually part of the winery itself?
Yeah. The upper level of the winery is the restaurant of the family.
Can I come there and visit you sometime?
You absolutely have to.
I would love to. That'd be fantastic. You mentioned the area and the town that the wine is made in. And the town, again, the name is?
Ancona is the name of the town. Mm-hmm. And Marche is the name of the region where we are. It's a region in the center of Italy on the Adriatic coast, facing to Greece. And it's a particular part of the Adriatic because it's the only part in all the Adriatic coast where there is a mountain on the sea. So there is a cliff, a mountain that is called Conero. Mm. And Conero is also the name of the wine that we produce, of the DOC. It was the first DOC of our region, Rosso Conero. And it's the name of the park because it's a national park.
Yeah, I was reading about the national park. So you have a very special climate because of the mountain and the area you're growing
because this in? Because we have the vineyards at 500 meters from the sea, but 250 meters above the sea level. And also, yes, also the mountains that go up and down, so close to the sea, make a particular climate.
That's great. You have a lot of drainage, I imagine, because of that. So great. Back to talking about your father. What's your father's name, by the way?
Alessandro.
Alessandro, right. He modernized the winery in the 80s, according to what I've learned.
He started to do something that everyone did there. I mean, for example, the green harvest, that now is something normal, but at the beginning of the 80s, everyone looked to him like a crazy man, because you don't look to the quantity of the grapes that you grow, that he grow, but only to the quality of these grapes.
So he was dropping fruit, as also, we say here.
Also, yeah. And yes, also introduced some new kind of vinification on the longer fermentation and many other, I don't know how to say in English.
That's okay. Many other types of practices, maybe.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks.
So you're considered organic, is that correct then?
Correct. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Here in Italy, there is different step of organic.
Is it something in Italy you have to be certified to be called organic?
We made organic agriculture from 20 years. But it's only in the last few years that we had the certification of wine produced by biological grapes. That is a step higher. I mean, it's not only for the health of the people, but also for the health of the world. I mean, of the land, of the place where you are, to don't use chemicals, things, and it's the same reason for we try to be self-sufficient for as much as we can, like the energy. So all the energy of the winery is taken from the solar panel.
Wow, that's great. So you're entirely self-sufficient in terms of power, you're powering yourself?
Yeah, entirely.
Okay. If you don't mind my asking it, I don't mean to be rude or anything, how old is your father?
My father was born in 51, so... almost.
You and your brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and my brother.
And?
That is 5 years younger than me.
Okay. So did you, I mean, have you been working in the winery?
I was born there.
Hmm? Oh, wow. Another first.
Yeah. I always follow my father in everything he did and he do. And I like this world. I also study enology at university. Mm-hmm. So... is a passion that I have from when I was really young.
So it's fair to say you've been working in the winery all your life then, right?
You can say that.
Yeah. So you've seen a lot of changes.
A lot.
Yeah. But the biggest part being that your dad, again, he modernized the winery, which opened it up to the rest of the world. Is that fair to say?
I say that it opened our region to the rest of the world.
Okay. Obviously, you're building for this career. What do you see for the future as far as what you're growing now and where you want to go?
As we said, I'm studying enology at university. So my goal is to be able to do what my father can do. I mean, to make wine that is not something that you can only learn on the book. So you need a lot of practice. And now I still try to... to learn as much as I can. But I can say that the things that I mostly like is the one that I'm doing right now. I mean,
really?
The trips, the traveling around the world and know other culture and share my one with theirs.
Have you done everything at the winery? I mean, in terms of the work? I mean, obviously...
Yeah, from the harvest to Yeah, to try to my wine in one barrique some years ago the first time.
How did that go?
Ah, now better. At the beginning, as we said, there is a lot to learn. So
yeah.
To the restaurant also. I run the restaurant alone.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So you've got a lot of stuff going on.
We have a lot of things to do, yeah.
Are you traveling on a very regular basis? Are you away from the winery for long periods of time?
This time, I can't be away too long because we start to harvest next week. So I have to go back at home. Yeah. But I think that something like 3 months per year, I'm not in Italy.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically gone during the periods where the work would be a little bit lighter, if there is such a thing at a winery.
If it's possible.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to talk specifically about one of my favorite grapes, and that's Montepulciano.
Montepulciano.
Yes.
It's our grapes.
That is, and it's a wonderful grape.
Thanks.
Other than the fact that Italy and Montepulciano are pretty much synonymous with each other, is it because of this property that it was a natural grape to grow?
It's a kind of grapes that always was present in that area.
Sure. In America, wines are becoming more and more popular. Only a couple of years ago, wines outsold beer for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I think there are people that are very hungry for education. They learn about Cabernet, and then they learn about Pinot Noir, and maybe they learn about Syrah. But Montepulciano is out there a little bit further. And that takes a little bit more learning, no different than learning about all Italian wines, as it is learning all French wines.
Yeah, the world of the wine is pretty complicated, but not impossible to understand. In Italy specifically, we have a lot of different grapes, almost 300 different. And it's possible to make some mistake. For example, if we want to talk of our grapes, Montepulciano, there is a village in Italy, Montepulciano, where the wine is made with Sangiovese. So it can be confused, but Sangiovese is the other biggest grapes of Italy.
Now, I just want to get one thing clear in my head. I always had the impression that Montepulciano and Sangiovese were very similar. Not the same grape, but very similar. So if you could educate me, that'd be really helpful.
It depends from the area, because in every area are two grapes that can express themselves in totally different way. Sangiovese in our area is a grapes for the quantity, not for the quality. But Sangiovese is also the grapes that they use for make Brunello, for example. So it can express itself totally different. And that's because of the climate, that's because of the land, of a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Montepulciano, otherwise, for example, is a wine that in our area give his best. And as we said, Rosso Conero is a DOC where you can use also Sangiovese, but do this wine using 100% Montepulciano, give the real taste of
expression.
The expression of the terroir and of the place where his product.
And that's your main focus, 100% Montepulciano.
100% in all our version of Rosso Conero, exactly. That actually are three different versions, a youngest one, a classic, and a reserve. Reserve that also from 2004 became the first DOCG of our region.
Really?
Yep.
This is sort of a side question. Have you ever tried any American Montepulciano? I know there are a couple wineries making it in California. I'd be really curious to see what you thought of it. Have you had that opportunity or no?
I have to say no. I've tried a lot of American Merlot, Syrah, Cabernet, but never tried a Montepulciano from here.
You know, do you have any thoughts on the idea of doing something like this? Do you think that's crazy or do you think that's a good idea? Do you have any opinions on that?
I think that experimenting is something that you have to do. So I'm curious to taste this experimentation.
Sure. Because of you're out in the field doing sales, meeting people and talking, will you in your future be actually making the wine?
Yep.
Your role at the winery, is that also winemaker?
Not yet, but it became also winemaker, but it's still not.
Okay. Do you see in the future you're heading into that kind of experimentation to try things different than maybe what your dad did?
I'm already tried something and I'm still trying.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we will also with my father and my brother, try anything different. That
do you want to tell me what you're experimenting with? I'm curious. You don't have to if you don't want to. I am real curious, though.
For example, my father make a rosé from 25 years, and now I try to do a brut rosé that is a sparkling version, spumante.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep. Made with... I tried to make it with Montepulciano, but...
Didn't work?
Not really on that kind of wine.
Mm-hmm.
It works with Syrah, for example, that we have in the vineyard, in the property, but it's not, as you know, typical.
Sure.
A nice thing that I tried with my brother, that actually is the one that create the name of this experiment, Bianconero. It's the name of this wine that we made.
Can you say that one more? Bianconero?
Bianconero. Conero, as we say, is the name of the mountain, the name of the park.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosso Conero is the name of the DOC, Red Conero, Rosso Conero.
Okay.
Bianconero, the translation is White Conero.
Okay.
It's a kind of wine made with Moscato and 10% of black grapes vinificated in a white way. So you can read it in Italian, you can read it in two versions. Bianco. Allora, try to explain that.
Yes.
Bianconero or Bianconero. There are two different ways to read this name.
Okay.
Bianconero is white conero.
Okay.
Bianconero, white and black for the grapes that we use. 90% white grapes and 10% of black grapes vinificated in white way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that is an experiment. I mean, something that there isn't in our region. There is something similar, of course, in Asti, il Moscato Naturale d'Asti.
Mm-hmm.
But in that case, it's 100% Moscato. With this 10% of these black grapes, we take off the sweetness that often have a sweet spumante.
Sure.
To clean the mouth at the end, and it remains a little more dry. I mean, it's sweet, of course.
Sure,
but
sure.
It remains nice to drink also after.
You're saying it's almost a little smoother, maybe.
Smoother.
Smooth,
okay.
Not too sweet.
Not too sweet, exactly. Smoother.
When you talk about the black grape, what grape are you referring to?
Alicante.
Okay. So that's just another one of your...
Alicante is the grapes that we use from a lot of years ago to make the rosé.
Mm-hmm. Is it what we would call blending grape? Obviously, you blend it with this. Do you use that for other purposes, that grape?
Only for the rosé.
Only for the rosé.
Yeah.
Cool.
For the rosé and for this wine.
Got it.
Bianconero.
Have you bottled that? Is that something you've made available then?
Yes, it is.
Is that only available in Italy or is it something you've sent over here?
No, for now, only in Italy.
Well, we'll have to watch for that. So it's got to make you pretty proud that you've developed something brand new like that. That's not very common, I would think.
No, totally different from what we are talking about before. I mean, not Rosso Conero, not something historical, but something totally different.
So it sounds to me that you have a great deal of this history and tradition of winemaking in the family, but yet absolutely no fear of moving forward and certainly experimenting, but also going right on the edge, trying something different.
Trying to do my best.
You said there's a restaurant there. I'm assuming then there's a tasting room as well? Or is the restaurant the combination of the tasting room?
No, we have also a tasting room separate from...
So you welcome tourists in there to taste your wine?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
To make a tour of the winery and taste the wine on the property. I mean, we don't have only wine. We grow up truffle, olive oil, so we can do a tour of everything.
With olive oil, are you actually pressing the olive oil yourself, or is that done? Do you contract that out, or
no? We do it ourselves. We have 1,000 plants of olive, so.
Marco, where do you find the time? Wow, you guys are kind of busy. What other areas are you into? I mean, in terms of agriculture, you have truffles, you said, and olive trees. Anything else?
The restaurant that we have is an agriturism in the real way. So minimum 85% of what you eat is produced in the farm. We have something like 250 animals. We have a couple of hectares cultivated with vegetables for the restaurant. But, of course, there's someone that help us in
sure.
all these things.
Oh, no, I understand that. But still, that's amazing to go there and know what you're eating. Likely majority of that meal came from that property. Mm-hmm.
Is it hard for you to come to the States and eat?
No,
you don't have to worry about that. I'll take that out of the interview.
No. I found here a lot of places where you can eat very well.
Really? That's good to hear. So there's hope for us then.
And as also you said, a lot of places that always take care more of what they use to prepare the food.
Sure.
Not only so in the wine, but in everything that they serve on the table.
Considering this background, is wine your drink of choice, or are you a spirits drinker? Are there other things that you enjoy?
Mostly, of course, it's wine.
Okay. Okay.
But sometimes, I'm a normal guy, so when I'm out with friends to take a pizza,
sure,
I drink a beer.
Well, I guess what I was getting at, I've asked a lot of winemakers what do they like to drink, but I'm more curious, from Italy, do you drink French wines? Do you ever drink American wines? Do you ever drink Australian wines? Or is that something you just do to try to compare to see what these other areas are doing?
No, I tested wine from any part of the world. But to be honest, in Italy, mostly of the wine that you find are Italian wine. So to find something from other place of the world, you have to work a lot.
Sure.
I have this possibility because, as we said, I travel a lot. So I always try to taste something else, something different. And that's why I taste wine from any part of the world. But in Italy, it's not so easy.
In a place like Italy, well, why would I want somebody else's wine? I've got all that we make here. And I'm sure there's still a lot of home winemakers as well, I imagine, right?
There are few wine shop that are specialized in wine from other parts of the world.
Mm.
Of course, French wine is easy. It's more easy. Mm. But now also Californian one and something from Australia coming.
Again, with this incredible history of winemaking, can you give me a little bit of the story of the winery itself?
Yes, sure. The winery exists as property to the family from the beginning of the 18th century. The wine that we produce, as we say, is Rosso Conero. Rosso Conero was the first DOC of our region, a small DOC, because all the vineyards for make this wine must be inside the National Natural Park of Conero Mountain. That is a different conception of natural park that you have here, because...
I was trying to imagine that when I read about that, yes.
So, because a natural park here, you can do anything inside. That's right. There is different space also, different...
Different concept of a park.
Different concept, right. Exactly.
Okay.
So as we said, it's a small DOC. All the vineyards must be inside this park. So it's a rule that the vineyards must be inside the park.
Mm-hmm.
And 350 hectares is the total area of this DOC. We have 50 hectares of land. Of this 50, 32 is cultivated with vineyards. Of this 32, 26 with Montepulciano. So 80% of the production is on Montepulciano.
Obviously, you drank a lot of Montepulciano.
My favorite one of the wine that we produce is the Dorico, actually. Dorico is our reserve. It's a wine that we don't produce every year, but it's a wine that we do only in the best vintage. It's also a selection of the best grapes during the harvest, so there is a lot to work on it. All the operation in the vineyards is still made by hand in our winery. So when we are inside the winery, we choose the best grapes, we leave it on the plant to super ripe on the plant for 3 weeks, and then we enter again to harvest what we left, then a very long fermentation on the skin. Usually for a red wine is around 1 week, the contact between the skin and the juice. For this wine is more than 3 weeks of maturation on the skin, and then 30 months in barrique and another 30 in bottle before we release. When you do a lot of work on a wine, the first person who must like the wine is you. I mean, you have to be proud of what you do.
Right.
What you did.
Yes.
And the Dorico is like an expression of our land, mm-hmm. of our terroir, and it's something that I'm proud to.
That's terrific.
Always talking about the winery. There is this conception in our, in my father's philosophy, to store the wine in the cellar for many years before we start to sell it.
How many years?
For example, for the classic version, that more than one year, and for the reserve, more than 2 years and a half, 3 years. That is not something that many winery do, because it an investimento is an investment to leave your wine in your cellar before.
So it's a stress on the economics of the winery.
But it's important for us to be on the market when we think the wine is in the right period to drink it, not when it's too young.
Are you making any wines that are made to be consumed quicker?
We make Aion, that is our youngest version of Rosso Conero. Same name of the restaurant. Aion is a Greek name, like all the name of our wine, because Ancona was a city founded by a Greek population, Dorics.
Oh.
And Aion was actually the name of one of the two different gods that the old Greek have for time, Kronos and Aion. Kronos, the material time, Aion, the philosophical conception of time. And Aion is this wine, this youngest wine that we produce, that is a wine for every day and more drinkable.
Sure. What I want to go back to was if somebody wants to find out about the winery, are you on the web? Are you on the internet?
Yep.
And what would that address be?
Brotherwines.com.
And where would you be available in the U.S.?
No, we have many distributors all around the
country. So you're available all over the country is what you're saying?
More or less, yeah.
More or less. Okay.
Of course, it's a wine. We produce only a few bottles compared to many other wineries, so it's a wine that you can find only in selected wine shop or restaurant. We don't do any great distribution in any part of the world. Mm. So,
but you do have a somewhat of a wide availability here in the United States.
Yep.
You can be found. So our listeners could find you.
Yep.
Okay. Marco, I want to say thanks very much. This has been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
It was a pleasure for me.
Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Visit Marauder Wines on the web at marauder-vini.it.